Blog Talk Radio.
Israelites, with your host, the seer of Seed Royal.
To the four corners of the globe, praise his righteous and powerful name.
Hallelujah.
Well, it looks as though that the seer is not in yet, so we welcome and thank all of you for attending. This is coming to you live, Yakwa's Radio, worldwide broadcast of Yakwa's Radio. We are coming to you live. This is Elder Mr. Tibbs speaking until, I guess, the seer gets in and gets herself all warmed up like usual. We're here to help guide you through these dark times of confusion and Christianity, and plus having our program being blank while many thousands of listeners are listening to our program. We welcome and thank all of you for your patience for attending our live broadcast of Jacques Ministry, coming to you live and open to you always with new and exciting topics from the King James Bible. First and foremost, about Jacques words, connecting the Bible books for your biblical education, your health, foods you should eat, and also we mentioned keeping the Sabbath days. All this is done because you have not. This is information that you all came to seek, and now you found out what you have sought, and the voices of the true Israelites, tribe of Yadah. We're open unto you from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m.
Anything sound is, you know what I'm saying?
And the days that we're open is Sunday, Monday, Wednesday, Thursday. And we do have a Sabbath class. Our part of Sabbath is Friday from 7:30 to 10:30. And the bottom part of Sabbath is Saturday. Temple class starting at 12 p.m. and an online class starting at 2 to 5 p.m. until our temple members desire to leave. We're also using a website address, which is called tribeyada.com. Mm-hmm. Just click enter, and right under the big iron, you'll see some choices. One will be tithes and offerings. Click PayPal and follow the instructions. In the other device, you possibly might see menu. But still, after clicking enter, you'll see choices. Still choose tithes and offerings, and doing so, remember what it tells all of us in the Book of Psalms, chapter 96, verse 7 and verse number 8. Verse 7 says, give unto Yahuwah, you kindreds of the people. Give unto Yahuwah glory and strength. 8, give unto the Yahuwah the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering and come unto his courts. On this note, I remember once a man of wisdom asked me, do you know what tithes and offerings and alms means, Elder Tibbs? I replied, yes. And after I explained it, he says, let me give you some verses. The first verse he gave me was in the book of Sirach, chapter 12, verse 3. He says, there can no good come unto him or her that is always occupied in evil, nor to him or her that giveth no alms. That made quite a bit of sense to me. This is like most of the things we talk about in this program, the reason why we break it down, so that the biblical scriptures make sense to those that are listening. So at this particular time, we will pause our introduction and see if anyone has gotten warmed up there yet. I'll put myself on pause and say, hallelujah, Yahuwah.
Yahuwah.
Hallelujah, Yahuwah. So it appears that we do have another listener out there that is warmed up and probably waiting to make his mark. Well, let me take a bit closer look at what it has to tell us about a precept for alms that Jacques has given us. In 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 15 says, thanks be unto Yahuwah for his unspeakable gift. Yahuwah has given us an unspeakable gift many times and mentioned to us in the Bible, and one of those is free will, being able to make the choice between right and wrong. And this is a gift that was given to Adam at first in the Garden of Eden in the book of Genesis. That has to be remembered, that it was given to the first man on earth and also passed on to us. We have to keep in mind what it tells us in the book of Malachi, chapter 3, verses 8 and verse number 9. Let's see what it tells us about this free will. Brother Makai, if you're there listening, can you speak on this Malachi chapter 3, verse 8 and 9? While I get me some more verses warmed up in the background. Malachi chapter 3, verse 8 and verse number 9. Let's see what this says.
Hey, you said that, Yahweh bless you, Elder Tears. Can you say that for me one more time?
We're going to look in the book of Malachi, chapter 3, verse 8 and verse number 9. Let's see what man's free will had questioned by Yahweh.
All right, book of Malachi, chapter 3, verse 8.
And verse 9.
And verse 9. Hallelujah. The book of Malachi, chapter 3, verse 8 and verse 9. Verse 8 reads, "Will a man rob Yahweh? Yet you have robbed him. But you say, wherein have we robbed you? In tithes and offerings?" Verse 9. "You are cursed with a curse, for you have robbed me, even this whole nation."
And that's what we have to remember, because we don't want to take away from Yahweh, and especially we don't want to take from this whole nation that what we are able to do, that most of us know that we can. That's why I say you always have to remember that Yahweh loves that you're forgiven. And the ministry that we have here also is greatly appreciated toward those that give, according to the Bible scriptures that are mentioned in the book of Leviticus, chapter 27, verse number 30. And I'm going to read that 30 out. Most of the time I give those verses, and we had Paul's on giving the explanation for that. Verse 30 says, "And all the tithes of the land, whether it's the seed of the land or the fruit of the tree, is Yahweh's. It is righteous unto the Yahweh." So this is done to keep this ministry bringing your dust, says Yahweh, alive. We also mentioned about building a school, which we see is very well needed with the brothers and sisters that really need the word of Yahweh, misinterpretation of the Bible. So a school is very well needed. A banquet hall, radio station, and land to grow the health foods we continue to speak of. We even have a calendar to help keep you, your family, and friends, including myself, in tune with the feast days that come throughout the year. We also have a live program. It's a feature that's only available during live broadcast time. Makes it pretty easy when you can't get on the phone and dial the program, but you can pick it up right online. What you can do is enter three words, Yahweh Radio Live. And after you click enter, right on your computer, smartphone, or whatever, if you can't dial into the program, right after you click enter, you will see Voice of the True Advice. Just click the red live button. You'll be right into our live online broadcast. We even have a few numbers that you can call. The first one would be our live conference room number, which is 319-527-6065. The other number is 224-600-5579. This is our international number where you can call and leave a message on scriptures that you have questions on, which can be answered by any one of the six anointed camps of Yahweh's ministry. Another note, we even have what we call 12 programs via the 12 Tribes of Israel on DVD. Any particular 12 programs of your choice can be ordered on DVD. Just make sure you give us the correct address and name, and you will receive it promptly after calling that number, 224-600-5579. Another note, as you can see, the reason why we make these statements, please do not contact us here via email, phone, or text before broadcast or afterwards. He is usually pretty busy with the WCC, the New York Station stockholder, Mr. Cigar Man, announcing many memos. In addition to that, we even heard that the Latter-day Saints has invaded his progress. So please use the international line, calling 224-600-5579. And if the question is legit, you will receive a call back. Now, for those of you who have maybe missed the beginning of our program, you can always catch the entire show at 9:15 p.m. today. Just enter three words, Yarkwah Radio Live. And after you click enter, look for Voices of the Truthites, Tribe of Yaddaa. Just choose a program that you are late logging into or any previous day that you would like to listen. Now, doing a normal Broad Talk broadcast, we're also simultaneously transmitting our information on Paltalk. Paltalk will be listed under ethnic group, African American. Once again, just look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Yaddaa. So at this particular time, what we're going to do, we're going to shift gears a bit. We're going to open up our program with Luke 12:12. Before we do that, Brother Micaiah, you want to open our program with Luke chapter 12, verse number 12.
After that good doctor is gone, there'll never be another black Messiah unless we create him.
All right, I believe we might be on the airways now after we got another tongue lashing from Latter-day Saints on their environment on this radio broadcast. So we clear that they blocked my microphone, but they just told me my microphone had been released after they get to say what they got to say. So, Elder, you've done a great job in holding down for those here. So we're going to make sure that I'm heard, because they said my voice is heard now. So, Elder, look at you. Yahweh be to that seer right here.
And Yahweh bless you, seer Israel. Let's see you, bro. Hallelujah. Yahweh. We sometimes try to hold down.
Because it definitely let me know that they control my microphone, and if they got something to say, they can come in when they get ready and tell me exactly what they don't like and what they want to hear. So we have to listen, because we got no choice. But in the same token, we still going to do whatever we got to do in grand style. So no question about it. So that was excellent on your part, that holding down, Elder. So stand by so my boy disappear again. You got both of the young lions on the broadcast.
Sure.
You got the 1-2 punch on the network, the young lions, they ready to go. So if they can jump off, it's been cool things warming up. So if I say I have been lit and the curtain half went up, so one thing about it, and that's a great thing. And that's why we seeing now, you know, who's going to hear footprints behind their back, and some going to say, well, I hear my auntie calling me. So if you hear your auntie calling you, they go and see what your auntie wants. That's simple as that. Because for this, what we're doing now, it's going to take you out to be Dr. Yahweh to do this right here. Because one thing about it, the WCC, World Council of Churches, and the Latter-day Saints, and the Catholic Church headed by Timothy Dolan in New York saying, we definitely going to check you out. And if anybody we can kind of squeeze a little bit to get to you, we going to do it. So we clear about that. So we're going to find out who will step up and be ready to do some dust as Yahweh. Or we're going to hear footprints behind them, and then Yahweh talks about that all the time. I thought we might read that a little bit. But let me see if I find out who's going to be on stage for the nice episode. And we know Detroit is on a mission. So she said, well, I'm listening. We listen out in Detroit. We listening, but, and that's all. But take notes. But besides, make sure you're clear with taking some notes. Take great notes. All right, if you can find the young lions and bring them in And one thing about it, Bob, if the seer voice is not heard, don't comply this way. Go to Messiah Israel. That's why I'm using your big brother.
That's why I bless you. Seer Israel. See good. I do Yahweh.
I don't know. I feel like you're a mile away there. Young lion. Let's get to find another young lion called Brother Titus. Travel, y'all got you to know one of them up and coming teachers out of Camp One. Let's see if we find this young lion. Let's see if he really roaring the microphone. Brother Titus. Tribe of Yah God Judah, Israel. Yahweh bless you there, right.
And Yahweh bless you there, Brother Seer Israel of C. Royal. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Yahweh, Brother Titus. Now, Brother Titus, tell me something. Before we get off in something, I want to take a look at the verse there, Brother Titus, and we're going to come back to Brother Micaiah and see if he got that Luke 12 or anything. But I want to look at a verse. And Brother Titus, just for a minute, I got one piece of jewelry. I mean, in the book called Judges, chapter 7. I'm looking at one verse and we can find Brother Micaiah and see if he can give us some Luke in there. If some say here, Brother Titus, let's see what he says. 7 verse 3. Let's look at it. And he going to say something, and then we might comment on it, or we might just leave it like it is. Judges chapter 7, pick the verse 3 down. Brother Titus, you're not official on the clock, but I'm going to throw that in real quick. Come on.
The book of Judges chapter 7, verse 3 reads, "Now therefore go and proclaim in the ears of the people, saying, whosoever is fearful and afraid, let him return and depart early from Mount Gilead, and there returneth of the people 22,000, and there remain 10,000.
Mm-hmm. Let me get in that. He said, what he said again now, Brother Titus, he said the ones that's what they supposed to do? He said, the ones that's what? What's that supposed to do again?
Book of Judges, chapter 7, verse 3, read, "Now therefore go to proclaim in the ears of the people, saying, whosoever is fearful and afraid, let him return and depart early from Mount Gilead."
Him or her. So if you afraid, if this were here kind of shaking you up what's going on, because we knew these days was coming. We knew once we get on this international radio broadcast when we came on a long time ago, we knew that we was going to get to the top of the heat on this thing, and we knew it's a price to pay. See, remember, it's a price to pay once you start getting to the top of the heat. So it's a price on the table to pay right now, and one thing about it, and everybody gonna check you out and see what you're made of. So give me one more verse, then we're gonna find the other young lion of Brother Mackay. Give me 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 9 there. Let's see what that say, Brother Titus.
Okay, we're going to the book of 2 Corinthians. 2 Corinthians, chapter 6, verse 9 reads, 2 Corinthians, chapter 6, verse 9, "As unknown, and yet well known, as dying, and behold, we live as chastened, and not killed."
Mm-hmm. You say, we are known, but we well known. Because they're trying to figure out now, all over the known world, who is this ministry? Who is this a ministry that is making all these statements and bagging it up, and they only on offense. I mean, there's no defense on them at all. Who are these ministry caller bosses of the Jew Israelite, the Six Anointed Council? So we clear that the world want to know who is this Six Anointed Council is, and that's why we try to tell you we cannot be a parakeet. We must learn this understanding and be prepared, because you will be on the clock. And that's what I like about the young lions. We seeing one thing, they got some roar in them. And one thing about it, either that roar going to get stronger, or it's going to fade away. Time will tell it. But that's good enough there. Brother Matthias, what do Luke chapter 12, verse 12 say? What that say, Brother Matthias, that we can read? Come on.
Book of Luke, chapter 12, verse 12. Verse 12 reads, "For the righteous spirit shall teach you in the same hour what you ought to say."
See, that the righteous spirit will teach you in that very same hour what you have to say. And I believe that. But it's a statement there. But Titus, it's a statement that the Northern Kingdom made in 1 Samuel. They made a statement, but I'm looking at this global now, because the Latter-day Saints is telling me, before we came to the ministry that on this network, you was around 200,000. But with our presence, now you are double that behind that black line. It reminds me of a verse. So that means we're supposed to pay attention to you, because you have brought the double, huh? But it reminds me of verses in Samuel, from Titus. It reminds me what Northern Kingdom said to Southern Kingdom. So if you got an idea what I'm talking about, it reminds me of something they said. They said something that we can read, and that would have remind me of. They remind me of a statement. So I'm struggling right now, Brother Titus. So if you young lions can help me out, of a statement that was made in the book called Samuel, came to the same thing that I'm saying right now. So now, which one of you young lions gonna kind of help those seer out? Because they made a statement to the Southern Kingdom. And that's why I was on a delay, and the elder had to hold down for me, because they just want to remind me that by their presence on this network, the ministry have doubled from close to 200,000 to past 400,000 up under that, because we is watching you real carefully. So that remind me of a statement. Yeah. Thank you very much there, Campo. I appreciate that. 2 Samuel chapter 19. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And we look at verse 40. Number 40 and 43. So you know what, see, remember one thing. Every time something's said, it's always a verse somewhere that will, champion whatever a person thought is. So let's take a look at this verse right here, Brother Titus, and in 2 Kings chapter 19, thank you, that count four, and verse 42 and 43 says what? What does it say that we can read?
2 Samuel chapter 19, verse 42 and 43. 2 Samuel chapter 19. And all the men of Yada, of the southern kingdom, answered the man of Israel, of the northern kingdom, because the king is near to kin to us. you anxious,
Brother Titus. At this time, you don't have no split kingdom at this time until 1 Kings 11. So we're talking, they're going to bring it to their table. See, they're going to bring it to the table. But at this time right now, in the King's book, 11th chapter, that's when the split happened. But at this time, they just going to run the fat mouth right now. They're going to run their fat mouth to the Southern Kingdom. Because right now, they are a united kingdom right now as we speak. But they're going to let Satan get in them. And what they're going to do, they're going to start talking about something that we need to hear about. And it reminds me of the Latter-day Saints just told me a minute ago, you know, before we got here, you was at success number, but since we is monitoring the broadcast now and calling our members to check y'all out real good, your ministry have doubled. But it's us. That's how they talking. So remind me of this verse right here in the 19th chapter. That's what was going on. But right now, it's not a split kingdom. But they're going to make a statement in here and advance. And what they say again. Come on back and let's talk about it, Brother Titus.
2 Samuel 13, verse 4. And all the men of Judah after the man of Israel, because the king is near to you. Wherefore then be you angry for his mouth, all of the king's cause, or had he given. Verse 43. And the man of Israel after the man of Judah, Yada. We have 10 parts in the king. Also, in David, did you. King, did you despise us? Christ should not be first. Had in the words of the man of Judah, Yada. Fiercer than the word.
Mm-hmm. Well, you see, they said, so now that was the sign of the division was in their mind. They said, listen, we got more parts. We got 10 parts in our king. So by we having 10 parts, that means the majority holds the rule. So that was a sign of them having a think tank right there. Because they're going to bring to and tell Yahda, which is the lead tribe, we have more parts in our king. So otherwise hear us out because the majority rule. But see, it don't work like that. And that same thing the Latter-day Saints just did to me a minute ago. Is to see, you know, since we come on this broadcast, this ministry in number-wise, so we can see past the black line that you can't see. It have doubled. So if we got something to say, we think you folks are paying total attention to what we got to say. So, you know.
Hallelujah.
I don't buy that because Acts chapter 5 makes a statement there of Titus 5:29. What do Acts 5:29 say that we can read? They said, well, can you respond to that? I said, yeah, I respond on that way. I don't respond to you now because I respond now. I might make a statement that that you might chop all up and take it all type of direction. So what I do, I respond to you once I'm in the spirit. What it says in Acts 5:29 that we can read there, by Titus?
The book of Acts, chapter 5, verse 29, read, then Peter, chief speaker of the nation of Israel, follows answer and said, we all raised in Maine.
Oh, So what are we supposed to do in the six anointed camps? What are we supposed to do?
We ought to obey.
Give me a precept on that. Give me a Romans chapter 3, verse 3 and 4. Romans chapter 3, verse 3 and verse 4. And that's enough of that. So we're responding and giving the answer right now. We responding right now.
You want the book of Romans?
Yes, sir. Chapter 3, verse 3 and 4.
The book of Romans, chapter 3, verse 3. For what if some did not believe? Should their unbelief break the covenant, the word of Yahuwah? Verse 4. Yahuwah forbid, and Yahuwah be true, for every man or woman a liar, as it is written, that you might be justified in your saying, and might overcome when you are judged.
So we better make sure that we line up with the mighty one. Because he let you know that these days is real coming. And you know, like, if you watch the lion on the prey, they'll jump out there and they'll see who will break rank. And whoever break rank, that will be the meal. So the same thing. And I'm clear what you said, like, last night. You know, he helped off a whole lot of wanting to come on stage to do some reading. He helped them off because we got the power to do it. So we closed it. We didn't let them in the room. That's how you roll. But see, one thing about it, we clear that the foxtail have been lit and the curtain have went up. So now we're going to just make a little slight adjustment to something, and then we're going to come back and get at something. Let's go to But Titus, let's run to Psalms chapter 100, 1 through 5. Let's see what we can get going on tape number 84. Psalms chapter 100, 1 through 5, and then give me a precept in 14, verse 12 of the book of Revelation. Let's see what we're working with there. Brother Titus, you're on the clock tonight.
The book of Psalms chapter 100, verses 1 through 5 reads, make a joyful noise unto Yahuwah, all you lands. Verse 2, serve Yahuwah. Come before his presence with singing. Verse 3, read, now ye that Yahuwah, he is Yahuwah. It is he that hath made us, and now we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Verse 4, read, enter into his gate. But take
Palmer Jack. Hold that Palmer Jack. Hold up, Palmer Jack, young lion. What did he say in verse 3?
Psalms chapter 100, verse 3. Know ye that Yahuwah, he is Yahuwah. It is he hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture.
Well, hold up, Palmer Jack. Above Micaiah. You don't get a precept on that. Who's he talking about? It's the sheep of his pasture. You mean this is 1000 B.C.? He said, we are the sheep of his pasture. But we got no name here. See, everybody claims everything because when you precept your Bible, it tells the story. So let's go back to 24:15, Brother Micaiah, and let's see exactly who we talking about that is the sheep of pasture. Let's see, can we find out that we can read in Matthew chapter, 24:15? Is that good enough? Is it 15:24? Make it 15:24, right? I mean, I'm getting hit on every side. I mean, this stream is just full of all type of comments on it. But,
we got 15:24.
What does it say that, Brother Micaiah?
Book of Matthew, chapter 15, verse 24. 24 reads, but he answered and said, I am not sent but unto the lost sheep of the family of Israel.
And what he so So that verse we read in 3, we could have slid that read in there if we knew how to get to 1524, although we clear that we know how to get to 1524, and that's why we call this network, to show you that once you start raising that level up and you're not parakeeting anything, understand that was the key to precept, because if they read that verse, you got to be clear to bring out that verse. That verse has to be brought out, verse 3. So the teaching ministry that we put on the table, sitting on the council, we bring out things that have been hidden from you, and that's why it's called the unlocking the biblical mysteries of the Bible. So we know in verse 3, we could have dropped the whole congregation of the children of Israel right in that verse, because we know the world is going to, they're going to do, Brother Micaiah, a 7 verse 11, but he already got it lined up in Exodus 7 verse 11, what told to not happen in advance when we start teaching with the high horse of a magnitude. So we know 7:11 is waiting on us in Exodus. And what did it say there, young lion, Brother Micaiah?
Book of Exodus, chapter 7, verse 11. Verse 11 reads, then Pharaoh also called the wise man and the sorcerer. Now, the magician of Egypt polluted word from Mesarene. They also did in like manner with their enchantment.
Your boss is real heavy there, Brother Titus. We hear you real good. So now I'll make sure you're clear. You're on point now. We're hearing you real good in the background, too. Now, in 11 verse 7, take your time and bring it out there, Brother Micaiah, 11 verse 7.
Okay, the book of Exodus, chapter 11, verse 7. Verse 7 reads, but against any of the children of Israel, the family of Israel, shall not a dog move his tongue against man or beast, that you may know how that Yahweh do put a difference between the Egyptian polluted word for Mesarene and Israel.
So he's saying when the children of Israel is got the microphone down, what's supposed to happen when we open the book up and grab the microphone? What's supposed to happen again there, Brother Micaiah, that we can read?
The book of Exodus, chapter 11, verse 7. Verse 7 reads, but against any of the children of Israel should not a dog move his tongue against man or beast, that you may know how that Yahweh do put a difference between the Mizraim, polluted word Egypt, and Israel.
Mm-hmm. Did anything change on the right side of the book behind that kind of conversation there, Brother Micaiah? Could we read anything change as time went on in Matthew 15? Let's see if anything changed behind that statement you just got through making. We go on to the 15th chapter of the book of Matthew. See, we have a lot of people that look like the Six Anointed Camps, and they all off into the Pillar Institution teaching. And when you bring to teach them Christianity, you only feminize the ones that hear Christianity talk the way you've been taught. And that's why a lot of the brothers that look like the Six Anointed Camps, they turn to be Islamic, because Islamic is a little more hardcore. So I'm going to tell you something. The hardest core teaching is teaching the true meaning of the Bible, and thus says Yahweh. The hardest core teaching is when you hear the Six Anointed Camps just read the Bible. And it makes them do a lot of skirting and a lot of thinking and a lot of plotting too. So let's see, did anything change behind that statement in the 15th chapter, we're going to look at verse 21 and 22 and see what he says in verse number 26. Let's see what he says, Brother Micaiah, in Matthew chapter 15, verse 21, 22, and verse 26. And I want to hear what the response is in verse 27. See, one thing about it, you knew these days was coming, but what it is, when the response comes, they responded real good in them days, but now nobody knows the response statement today. But we're going to show you when statements that when we make statements, you both respond according to what the Bible says. Let's find what the Bible says. Come on.
Okay, the book of Matthew, chapter 15, verse 21, 22, 26, and 27. 21 reads, "Then Yahweh the Son went there and departed into the coast of Tyre and Sidon." Verse 22, "And behold, a woman of Canaan came out of the same coast and cried unto him, saying, Have mercy on me, O Yahweh, you son of David. My daughter is grievously vexed with a devil." Verse 26, "But he answered and said, It is not meet to take the children's bread and to cast it to the dogs." Verse 27, "And she said, Truth, Yahweh, yes, the dogs eat of the crumbs which fell from the master's table."
Fall from the master's table. You see that? So you see how we used to talk and how we used to get response, but now we don't get none of that no more. That's how it used to be, Cindy, right? See, the world knew that, and that's why what happened, this had to happen in the book of Obadiah. It had to happen, Brother Micaiah. See, that's why they went out their way in Obadiah chapter 1:1. In the book of Obadiah chapter 1:1, see, you got to respond. See, you have to, see, don't try to win the bump the gong contest. You have to respond as he give you the spirit of the Bible. Then you respond where everybody can hear it, and you got it on tape 84. See, we got to understand something. We understand that the power that you have, but the power that you have, Titus, Romans chapter 13:1-2, the power you got is what reason anyway? Let's see why you got the power to cut me off when you get read in and talk the smack that you got. Let's see what we can read behind that in the 13th chapter, verse 1 and 2. What's
the book of Romans? Yes, sir. The book of Romans, chapter 13, verse 1 and 2. "Now every soul, every person, subject unto the higher powers, but of Yahweh, the powers that be are ordained of Yahweh." Verse 2. "Whatsoever therefore resists the power, resist the ordinance of Yahweh, and they that resist shall receive to themselves damnation."
So he says the reason you in power because Yahweh ordained you to be in power. And the reason why he ordained you to be in power because he made a statement in the book of Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 15. 25, 45 through 50. What did he say that, Brother Titus? He made a profound statement. You know the reason why you in power? We're clear why you in power. Because Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 15, verse 25 and 45 through 50 tells a foundational statement. And what do we say?
The fifth book of Abner Tabas, the book of Deuteronomy, of the Torah instructions, chapter 28, verse 15, verse 25, verse 45 through 50. Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 15 reads, "But it should come to pass, if you, the whole congregation of Israel, will not hearken to the voice of Yahweh, to observe, to do all his Torah instructions and his statutes, which I command you, the whole congregation of the children of Israel, this day, that all these curses should come upon you, the whole congregation of the children of Israel, and overtake you. Verse 25 reads, and Yahweh shall scatter you, the whole congregation of the children of Israel, see these men before your enemies. You, the whole congregation of Israel, shall go out and flee seven ways before them, and shall be removed unto all the kingdoms of the earth. Step down, verse 45 through 50 reads. Verse 45, more, all these curses shall come upon you, all the congregation of the children of Israel, and shall pursue you and overtake you until you be destroyed, because you, the children of the congregation of Israel, hearken not unto the voice of Yahweh, your Yahweh, to keep his Torah instructions and his statutes, which he commanded. Verse 46 reads, and they shall appear upon you, the whole congregation of the children of Israel, for a sign and for a wonder, and upon your seed forever. Verse 47 reads, because you, the whole congregation of the children of Israel, serveth not Yahweh, your Yahweh, with joyfulness and with gladness of mind, and for the abundance of all things. Verse 48, therefore should you, all the congregation of the children of Israel, serve your enemies, which Yahweh has sent against you, in hunger, and in thirst, and in nakedness, and in want of all things, and he shall put a yoke of iron upon your neck until he have destroyed you. Verse 49, Yahweh shall bring a nation against you from far, from the ends of the earth, as swift as an eagle flight, a nation whose tongue you shall not understand. Verse 53, a nation of fierce countenance, which shall not regard the persons of the old, nor show favor to the young.
That's big talk there, brother. That's big talk. That's big britches talking right there. So Brother Micaiah, if that's the case, in 1 Maccabees chapter 2, verse 39 and verse 32, and back it up with 1 Kings chapter 8, 1, 2, and 3, and verse 45, we'll read a little bit to get our point. So if that's the case, the powers that's in power now that's governed over the children of Israel, it's not that nobody was stronger and mightier than you. It's because you forsook what was told you to do, and you said something behind all that. And let's even read that, Brother Titus. Let's even read what you said. When all this was said to you, you made a statement, and hold up verses for me, Brother Micaiah, just for a second. But you said something. When this was said to you, you made a profound statement in Exodus chapter 19. You said something out of your mouth. And see, one thing about it, when you said something out of your mouth, according to thus says Yahweh, do you know you locked in place for 100 trillion million years? Something you said, and we're going to read and see what did you say that we can read. In the 19th chapter of Exodus, but what was said to me in verse 19, verse 3? What can we read in 19, verse 3?
The second book of the Torah instruction, the book of Exodus, chapter 19, verse 3 reads, and Moses went up to Yahweh, and Yahweh called him out of the mountain, saying, thus you say and to the nation, family of Israel, and tell the children of Israel. Verse 4.
Now, hold on. Come back in, we just said verse 3, but come back and read verse 2, because I see something in there that can stand a little dose of precept in there. Come back and read verse 2 and verse 3. I can see a little precept that's coming up in And in the first book of Maccabees, chapter 3, Brother McCallie, have me verse 45 waiting on me. 345. I see some precepts coming in. So what do you got in writing? Put that to the side. We'll come back with that. But I see some precepts. It's a yell here, but it's some precept in here. Because, see, right now, everybody has stated their claim real good. And we got to deal with some things in the 19th chapter, verse 2 and 3. Can you help me out there, Brother Titus?
The second book, book of Exodus, chapter 19, verse 2 and 3 reads, For they, the children of Israel were departed from Ramadan and were coming to the desert of Sinai and had pitched in the wilderness. And there, the children of Israel camped before the mount. Mm-hmm. Verse 3 reads, And Moses went up.
Hold that part, Titus. So he found out that who in the wilderness is the children of Israel. Great point. So the children of Israel is interchangeable with the wilderness. Verse 3.
Verse 3 reads, the book of Exodus, chapter 19, verse 3. And Moses went up to Yahweh, and Yahweh called unto him out of the mountain, saying, Thus do you say to the nation, family of Israel, and tell the children of Israel.
Mm-hmm. And what happened in verse 7 and 8 that we can read? Verse 7 and verse 8.
All right, verse 7 and verse 8 read, And Moses came and called the elders of the people and laid before their faces all these words which Yahweh commanded him.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 8. And all the people, the children of Israel, answered together and said, spoken, we will do. And Moses returned the words of the people of Israel unto Yahweh.
What did they say again, Brother Titus? What did they say? Expound on verse 8 for this national audience. What did the children of Israel tell Moses, the Yahweh, the owl? And he taking back their statement. And what did they say out of their mouth that we can read?
Book of Exodus, chapter 19, verse 8. And all the people of the congregation of Israel answered together and said, All that Yahweh has spoken, we will do. And Moses returned the words of the people of Israel, the whole congregation of Israel, unto Yahweh.
Mm-hmm. So in Deuteronomy 5, tell me out a little bit more of that conversation in verse 27 down to verse 29. Help me a little bit more on that, because you on something, Brother Titus. So help me out on that. But before you read that, Brother McCallie, back up to Numbers 30, verse 1 and 2. Numbers 30, verse 1 and 2. Back up to Numbers 30, verse 1 and 2. What did it say there? We probably might have to do a little high horse teaching tonight. And since we got the young lions on there, we might make a nice meal out of it. What can we read in 30 verse 1 and 2 that we can read there, Brother McCallie?
The book of Numbers, chapter 30, verse 1 and 2. Verse 1 reads, And Moses spake unto the heads of the tribes concerning the children of Israel, the family of Israel, saying, This is the thing which Yahweh hath commanded. Verse 2, If a man bow a vow unto Yahweh, or swear an oath to bind his soul, his body, with a bond, he should not break his words. He should do according to all that proceeded out of his mouth.
Mm-hmm. Expound on that from your, Brother McCallie. Can you expound from the national audience what that means? What that means you just got to be reading?
I mean, if you say something that your yay be yay, your nay be nay. Matthew chapter 5, verse 37. Let your communications be yay, yay, nay, nay. Whoever is more than these cometh of evil. So So let your words be out of Yahweh, let it be.
Mm-hmm. So once a person make a statement out of his mouth,
he bound to it.
Statement, just like the statement we heard in class that when I return, I'm going to return with a great testimony. Remember we heard that statement, right?
Yeah, you bound to it. When you stay out your mouth, you got to do it.
He bowed to a great testimony. Is that what we heard?
That's what we heard.
So we know what Numbers 30, verse 1 and 2, and let's precept that to Deuteronomy 23 and pick up verse 21 and 22. Deuteronomy 23, verse 21, and down to verse 23. Let's see if we get up. Let's even get a second witness on that. Because, see, we have to be clear when Yahweh have someone to make a statement out their mouth, then automatic your pen will be going into your notebook pad and making notes of it. And then when a person present themselves, you be watching these notes because we heard them out. Let's even say in verse 23, verse 30, 21 and 23. What did it say that we can read that, Brother Micaiah?
Yeah, the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 23, verse 21 and 23. Verse 21 reads, when you shall vow unto Yahweh, you shall not lack to pay it, for Yahweh, your Yahweh, will surely require it of you, and it would be sin in you. Verse 23. That which is gone out of your lips, you shall keep and perform, even a free will offering, according as you have vowed unto Yahweh your Yahweh, which you have promised with your mouth.
Mm-hmm. All right. So, Brother Titus.
Yes, sir.
In the fifth chapter of Brother Titus, in the fifth chapter, verse number one, can you help me out in verse number one and skip down 27 to 29, subject matter on the clock. Let's see what's going on in Deuteronomy chapter 5, verse 1, then 27 to 29. Help me out there, Brother Titus. What's going on that we can read?
The fifth book of the Torah instruction, the book of Deuteronomy chapter 5, verses 1, skip down verse 27 to 29. The book of Deuteronomy chapter 5 verse 1 reads, and Moses called all the congregation of Israel and said unto them, hear, O Israel, congregation of Israel, the statutes and judgments which I speak in your ears this day, that you may learn and do them. Verse 27 reads, go you near, while our Yahweh should say and speak you unto us, that Yahweh, our Yahweh, should speak unto you, and we will hear it and do it. Verse 28 reads, and Yahweh heard the voice of your words when you spake unto me, and Yahweh said unto me, I have heard the voice of your words of this people, which they have spoken unto you. They, the whole congregation of Israel, have well said, they have spoken. Verse 29, oh, that there was such a mind in them that they, the whole congregation of Israel, would fear me and keep all my Torah instruction always, that it might be well with them and with their children forever.
But, What did Yahweh tell Moses? He wants children of Israel to do what? And according to verse number 29, you know, see.
Verse 29, Deuteronomy chapter 5, verse 29 reads, oh, that's there.
Brother Titus, I mean, Brother Titus, you popping great, but hold, let those seals get a little word in. Let those seals get something. You roared so loud, I don't lost my train of thought on that one, though. But I tell you, he said, So what do Yahweh see? Christianity is a, it turns Judaism and Islam, all of them turn the children of Israel into not so, I just flat blank turn them feminine, because the teaching is not for the children of Israel. This is the teaching for the children of Israel, what you're hearing now. This is what, you see what Yahweh say? He said, Moses, tell them, I'm not this patty cake, make dough man. You tell them I want them to do what with, when my name come in their presence. What do you say you want to do in verse 29?
Deuteronomy chapter 5, verse 29 reads, all that there was such a mind in them, the whole congregation of Israel, that they will fear me and keep my Torah instruction always, that it might be well with them, the whole congregation of Israel, and with their children forever.
You see it? So Yahweh is telling Moses, listen, what the Almighty wants you to do is fear him. You know, you remember we used to go to school back in the days, and you know the guys get up on the bottom to take your money, you know, take your lunch money. So you said, listen, I'm tired after they ask me, what you got on my lunch? What you mean what I got on your lunch? In your pocket, give it to me. So you know that if you continue going down that bottom, they're going to take your little chump change out your pocket, and they're going to beat you eating. So you're going to figure out another way to get around that, because you fear them guys down there taking your money. You know, so you fear that. So Yahweh is telling you, listen, let me tell you something. Understand that I'm here on a mission of my Father. You tell the children of Israel, I want them to fear me and keep what I say and what I do. See, they don't feminize the one on the right side of the book with the same one on the left side of the book. This man telling you, I'm going to hurt you if you ain't got me right. But see, what is the fear have been taught right out of it through Christianity, Islam, and Judaism. And that's why we must come now and show that Yahweh wants you to understand one thing. Oh, if you fear me, that's what I want you to do. So if you fear me, you will keep what I do and what I've done, and when I came in the flesh, you'll do exactly what you see me do, but you do it with urgency. Here's a case in point. Brother Micaiah, look at the same fifth chapter and look at it says verse 6 down to verse number 16. Now listen to this. You're the same chapter, the fifth chapter of Deuteronomy chapter 5, verse 6 to 15. Brother Micaiah, bring it out, come out.
Book of Deuteronomy chapter 5. Verse 6 to 15. Verse 6 reads, I am Yahweh, your Yahweh, which brought you out of the land of Egypt, polluted word Mazarin, from the house of bondage. Verse 7, you shall have none false Yahwehs before me. Verse 8, you shall not make you any graven image or any likeness of anything that is in heaven above or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the waters beneath the earth. Verse 9, you shall not bow down yourself unto them, nor serve them. For I, Yahweh, your Yahweh, am a jealous Yahweh, visiting the sin of the fathers upon the children, unto the third and fourth generations of them that hate me. Verse 10, and showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me, and keep my Torah instructions. Verse 11, you shall not take the name of Yahweh, your Yahweh in vain, for Yahweh will not hold him guilty that take his name in vain. Verse 12, keep the Sabbath day to sanctify it, as Yahweh, your Yahweh, has commanded you. Verse 13, 6 days shall you labor and do all your works. 14, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of Yahweh, your Yahweh. In it, you shall not do any work, you nor your son, nor your daughter, nor your manservant, nor your maidservant, nor your ox, nor your ass, nor any of your cattle, nor your strangers that is within your gates.
that your manservant and your maidservant may rest as well as you. Verse 15. And remember that you was a servant in the land of Egypt. Polluted word, Mezarim. Polluted word for Mezarim. And that Yahweh, your Yahweh, brought you out there through a mighty hand and by a stretched out arm. Therefore, Yahweh, the Yahweh, command you to keep the Sabbath day.
Mm-hmm. And now back up, he brought you out. Well, see, this is the kind of teaching that needs to be taught to the one that's in the penal institution. The one that one day thinks they're supposed to, when they get into a relationship, they need to know the rules and regulation of the Bible. You got to know your position in the Bible, and you got to be clear, Brother Titus, you got to be clear when you're on the clock in the book of Daniel. You got to be clear about something, you know, in the book of Daniel chapter 3 there, Brother Titus, if you got to be clear about something. Because like I said again, it makes a profound statement in the book of Daniel chapter 3. Let's see what it says that we can read in Daniel chapter 3 and think around about verse number. Let's get the conversation going on first. Let's get the, because see right now you always got somebody going to tell the matter. You always got somebody going to tell the matter, break rank, and tell the matter. And so now the matter was told in the third chapter, and this is just conversation around about 12, and we're going to see what the response of the matter is in, take it down to verse 16. Let's see what it says we can read. Chapter 3, 12 down to verse 16 now. Brother Titus, cut those C out and bring your A-game and come up.
All right. The book of Daniel, the seer, chapter 3, verse 12, verse 16. Daniel, the seer, chapter 3, verse 12, reads, there were servants, Jews polluted for Yadah, Israel, whom they had set over the affairs of the province of Babylon, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. These men, O king, have not regarded thee. They serve not your false Yahweh, nor worship the golden image which you have set up.
Verse Hold 19. That point. Hold that point. Hold that point. What happened here again? Read that again. What happened here again? Read that verse again. That's, I mean, give me a half. Bro. You know, I've got happy already. Hold that point. Brother Kai, back up for a minute. You mean that somebody must have read something. They must have read something in the book of Esther. And see, you know, see, like I said again, you're going to have, in time to come, you're going to have a suitcase be kicked at you, everything to make you break rank. But you have to have a Bible answer to those that talk about what's on their mind. And matter of fact, I got to go back and I got to go back to Exodus 9. He said, yes, that sounds pretty good, but you need to go back even further and come out of the heavenly cabins behind that statement. So I'm telling you now up front what's going to happen. And we're going to see what you made when you're on the clock. So a statement was made that we can read that in Numbers chapter 24. It was a statement that was made. And let's see what we can read in the 24th chapter and pick it around by verse number 9. Numbers 24, pick it at verse 9 there, Brother Micaiah. Let's read down until we get our point. It's a point we got to get out of here, because I'm telling you, you're going to be on the clock with this kind of things are going to be brought to you. And I'm going to tell you who are going to bring it to you. All them big dignitaries, they're going to They're gonna peep at you real good. And they're gonna bring something to the table. Enough for you to respond the Bible way. Let's see what's going on in Numbers 24 and pick it verse number 9. Let's read John to get our point. 24, pick it verse 9, and let's read a little bit there. Come on.
The book of Numbers, chapter 24, verse 9. Verse 9 reads, he crouched. He lay down as a lion and as a great lion who shall stir him up. Blessed is he that blesses you, and cursed is he that curses you. Verse 10, and Balak's anger was kindled against Balaam, and he smote his hand unto Balaam. I called you to curse my enemy, and behold, you have altogether blessed them these three times. Verse 11, therefore now flee you to your place. I bought to promote you unto great honor. But lo, Yahweh has kept you back from honor. Verse 12, and Balaam said unto Balaam, Balak, speak I not also to your messengers which you sent unto me, saying, verse 13, if Balak would give me his house full of silver and gold, I cannot go beyond the commandment of Yahweh to do either good or bad, or my own mind. But what Yahweh says, that will I speak. Verse 14. And now, behold, I go into my people. Come, therefore, and I will advise you what this people shall do to your people in the latter days.
Right there. You hear that? You hear that kind of talk, see? You hear that kind of big talk? So I'm telling you something. You can always tell somebody they're going to peep at you once you are, precept that, the book of Luke 22, doesn't tell you, let's precept that. See, once you are, 22 of Luke, it was said something that we can read in 22 of Luke, pick it around about verse number 30 and 31. Can you help me out there, Brother McCray? What's it say in Luke 30 and 31. What does it say that we can read?
The book of Luke, chapter 22, verse 30 and 31. Verse 31 reads, that you may eat and drink at my table in my kingdom and sit on thrones judging the 12 tribes of Israel. Verse 31. And Yahweh said, Simeon, behold, Satan hath desired to have you, that he may sift you as wheat.
Go ahead.
Verse 32. But I have prayed for you, that your faith, your belief fail not. And when you are converted, strengthen your brother.
He said, now, you become a key speaker of the nation of Israel. So you are front now. He said, you are front now. So now, you know, when you are front, you are easy to target once you are front. He said, now, Satan desired to have you. Satan desired to have you now, Peter, because you are front. And if he gets his hand on you, he's going to sip you like wheat. And ain't nothing I can do about it. So I'm going to pray that you stand tall when you're on the clock. So we tell the 6 of morning camps, you're going to be on the clock. I'm telling you not. You're going to be on the clock one day, mm-hmm. and they're going to try to hem you up and try to break you through these scriptures. But remember one thing, your strength is the scriptures. You may have that how this thing going to jump off. Now, this is how it's going to jump off, Brother Titus, that we can read. See, you know, I already told you how it's going to happen. See, you made it plain to you how this thing going to happen, and you got to be clear that you know how it's going to happen. Now, we're going into the book of Zechariah, Brother Titus, and we're going to be clear that we're going to read how this thing going to happen in 4, verse number 6. What it says, how it's going to happen that we can read. Zechariah 4, verse 6, Brother Titus, come up.
We're going to the book of Zechariah to see it, chapter 4, verse 6. Zechariah chapter 4, verse 6, read. And he answered and spake unto me, saying, this is the word of Yahweh unto Zerubbabel, saying, not by might, nor by power, but by my spirit, said Yahweh of hosts.
Mm-hmm. Now, precept at the Hosea chapter 1, and look at verse number 7. Hosea chapter 1, verse number 7. What can we read that of, by Titus?
Hosea chapter 7, verse 1. The book of Hosea, this is chapter 7, verse
1.
Read.
Hold on. Hosea chapter 1, verse 7. What did it say?
Okay, Hosea chapter 1. Okay. Hosea chapter 1, verse 7 reads, but I will have mercy upon the nation, family of Yada, Israel, and will save them by Yahweh, their Yahweh, and will not save them by bow, nor by sword, nor by battle, by horse, nor by horses.
So, we just read, Brother Titus, how is Yah God Judah going to be saved? You just got to read in verse 4, verse 6. So help this national audience so we can be clear how you're going to be saved. You just got to read in 4, verse 6. Can you expound on for this national audience how Southern Kingdom Yah God going to be saved according to 4, verse 6?
Zechariah chapter 4, verse 6. Back to Zechariah chapter 4, verse 6. Then he answered and spake unto me, saying, this is the word of Yahweh, which is Zerubbabel, saying, not by might, nor by power, but by spirit, my word, said Yahweh of hosts.
So, Brother Titus, how is Southern Kingdom going to be saved that we can read?
Zechariah chapter 4, verse 6.
Now you read it already. So now we already read it. So how is we going to be saved? What are we going to be saved? How are we going to be saved? Hold that point right there. Hold that point. You brought me to another book. Let's see. Let's go to Ecclesiastes 12 and pick up at verse 13 and 14. Let's see, can we get it this way?
Yeah.
12, 13, and 14. What does it say there, Brother Titus?
Okay, we're going to the book of Ecclesiastes in a regular book. Going to Ecclesiastes chapter 12, verse 13 and 14. Ecclesiastes. Chapter 12, verse 13 and 14. Read. Let us see the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear Yahweh, keep his Torah instruction, the first five books. But this is the whole duty of the man and woman of Israel. Verse 14. For Yahweh will bring every work into judgment and every secret thing, whether it be good or whether it be evil.
Ain't that tough? So you see, what Yahweh is saying, everything gonna be brought to judgment. He said, now your whole duty of man, and man teach the one man. Your whole duty is to fear Yahweh and keep his Torah instruction. That is the whole that's what you was created to do. Do you understand? You was created Yahweh's Torah instruction. That's the reason you is on the clock right now. And not only that, Brother Titus, not only that, he says something else that you have to know. And you know that if you're a Christian, up under the Christianity religion, you ain't doing nothing the Bible tell you to do. everything you do is wrong. Christianity, Islam, and Judaism. Christianity keeps the wrong day, wrong name, and they have give me James 2:3, and they what, Brother Micaiah? And not only that, they are James 2:3.
Go to the book of James, chapter 2, verse 3. Read. Book of James, chapter 2, verse 3, read. And you have respect to him that weary the gay clothes. And say unto him, did you hear?
Hold on, Brother James. What do the Christian and Islam and Judaism, what they do? What they be wearing?
James chapter 2, verse 3 reads, and you have respect to him or her that wear the gay clothing.
Ain't that something? Hey, Brother Micaiah, what did Yahweh tell the children of Israel that is opposite of the gay clothing in 15:37 down to verse 40 of Numbers? What's the opposite of the gay clothing? See, Christianity, you wow. The gay clothing. What did the Yahweh give the children of Israel that's opposite of the gay clothing that we can read in the 15th chapter, verse 37 down to verse 40? Help me out there, Brother Micaiah. Come on.
The book of Numbers, chapter 15, verse 37 down to 40. Verse 37 reads, and Yahweh spake unto Moses, saying, verse 38, speak unto the family of Israel and bid them that they make them fringes in the borders of their garments, their generation, and that they put upon the fringe of the borders a ribbon of blue. Verse 39, and it shall be unto you for a fringe, that you may look upon it and remember all the Torah instructions of Yahweh and do them, and that you seek not after your own mind and your own eye, after which you used to go a whoring. Verse 40, that you may remember and do all my Torah instructions and be righteous unto your Yahweh.
Now, what do you say in verse 38 again?
In the book of Numbers, chapter 15, verse 38 reads, speak unto the family of Israel, and bid them that they make them fringes in the borders of their garments throughout their generations, and that they put upon, and that they put upon the fringe of the borders a ribbon of blue.
What is the opposite, Brother Titus? What's the opposite of the fringes and the ribbon of blue? What is the opposite of that? In James 2, verse 3, that we can read.
James chapter 2, verse 3. And you have respect to him that wear it, the gay clothing.
Ain't that something? Ain't that something? So you mean you got a great big old camp, Israelite camp. He tells them that you got to come in here with gay clothing. You got to have a gay clothing on, because if you come in with the manly clothing on, I'm putting you up out of here. Now you see what happens? So Yahweh saying, he's saying plainly, Brother Micaiah, in 8 verse 3 and 4 of Deuteronomy, what do the Almighty Yahweh say in Deuteronomy 8 verse 3 and 4? What he said that we can read?
Book of Deuteronomy, chapter 8, reading verse 3 and verse 4. Verse 3 reads, and he humbled you to hunger and fed you with manna, which you know not, neither did your fathers know, that he might make you know that man do not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of Yahweh do man live. Verse 4, your raiment waxed not old upon you, neither did your foot swell these 40 years.
Mm-hmm. So you say that raiment means your garment. So that garment you had on you I had it ready to go. He said, but you don't fear me because I gave the children of Israel a dress code. And he says plainly in the 10th chapter there, Brother Micaiah, and this is what he said. That's why you have to be watching the Bible that those that stand before you. Make sure you clear about follow them through the Bible. That's how you follow them. You follow whoever stand before you. Get the Bible out and see can you follow them or what they say in the 10th chapter in the Bible. In the 10th chapter, he makes a profound statement that we can read and let me get me a Bible that I can see. Let me find something that I can see something. Let me see. I'll tell you what, I'll take a shot at it. What does it say that we can read in verse 27? 10:27. What do you say that we can read, Brother Micaiah? What can we read in 10:27?
In the book of what? Deuteronomy?
St. John. There's a verse that I want to bring out. He made a statement in verse 27. Can you help me out there, Brother Micaiah?
Okay, the book of St. John.
Now, be better, Brother Micaiah, because you just got to read something in 15:24.
Mm-hmm.
You just got to read something out of the book of Matthew in 15:24. So it's a time now to bring that verse back up in 10:27. Let me see how you handle that. Come on.
Okay. The book of St. John, chapter 10, verse 27. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me.
Mm-hmm. Read that, Brother Titus.
All right, the book of John, chapter 10, verse 27 reads, my sheep, the nation of Israel, hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me.
Hallelujah.
Well,
we just got, Brother Micaiah, didn't you read something in 15:24 about that? Me if I read it again. What it says in Matthew 15:24?
Look at Matthew, chapter 15, verse 24. Verse 24 reads, but he answered and said, I am not sent, but into the lost sheep of the family of Israel.
Mm-hmm. So in 10:27, my sheep, the children of Israel, hear my voice, and I know them, who? The children of Israel. And what they do? They follow me. So that verse is, they follow me. He said, listen. They follow me. So whatever he did, he says, the ones that are going to hear his voice is going to hear what this book is saying, and they're going to make adjustment according to the Bible. They're going to hear the word coming out, and they're going to make adjustment according to what Yahweh has been saying. Mm-hmm. Now let's go back to Daniel chapter 3 again. We're going to Daniel chapter 3. So with all that understanding, we're going to Daniel chapter 3 and see, like I said again, you'll be put on the carpet floor, and you're gonna be on the clock one day. And he'll give you an example of the one that was on the clock. You have some snitches out there. And they said in verse 12 to the big dignitary, you know, them God Judas that you set up, you know, that you had going on over there. Got some people's, and now let's look to this conversation in the third chapter, verse 13. Let's see what's going on, because see, now some snitch have got into the big dignitaries' ears, and let's see what they say. First 13. 3:13, come on. Brother Titus, come on.
The book of Daniel, the seer, chapter 3, verse 13 reads, "Then Nebuchadnezzar, in his rage and fury, commanded to bring Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Then they brought these men of Israel before the king." Verse 14. Nebuchadnezzar spake and said it to them, "Is it true, O Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego? Do not you serve my false gods, nor worship the golden image which I have set up." Verse 15. "Now if you be ready, that at what time you hear the sound of the cornet, flute, harp, and shagbut, psaltery, and dulcimer, the simmer, and all the kinds of music, you fall down and worship the image which I have made, well, but if you worship not, you will be cast the same hour in the midst of the burning fiery furnace, and who that Yahweh should deliver you out of my hand." Verse 16, "Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego answered and said to the king, O Nebuchadnezzar, we are not careful to answer you in this matter." Verse 17. You going?
Yeah.
Verse 17. "If it be so, our Yahweh, whom we serve, is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace, and he will deliver us out of your hand, O king."
Man.
Now for these are. Verse 18. "But if not, be it known unto you, O king, that we would not serve your false Yahwahs, nor worship the golden image which you have set up."
That's good. That's it. So you see what they said when they was on the clock? They said, "Listen,
that's
king,
right.
We know you got all the power. You got the power to cut the radio station off when you get ready. And you can do anything you want to do with the power. You can shut this thing down. You can nuke and do it all. You got that power. But one thing we do know, we ain't going to serve what you got on the table." Because we see now, when the heat is on, that's how you got to respond. Because we know one thing, Yahweh can deliver. Now, that I got to pull a rabbit out of here with Bob Mackay on that, because now you see, so they knew that read me that verse 18 again, for Titus, and I want to get a little bit more out of that by Bob Mackay, and verse number 28, and I'm gonna show you when you hold on what'll happen. Read that verse 20, that verse 18 again. And
the book of Daniel, the seer, chapter 3, verse 18. "But if it not, be it, O king, that we will not serve your false Yahweh, nor worship the golden image which you have set up."
What you set up? See, we don't serve what you set up. Huh? Let me tell you something. If you hold on with that understanding, help me out, Brother Mackay. Let's go and see when you hold on with that understanding. Let's see what we can read. And he told him what he was going to do. Mm-hmm. Let's see what happened. We just, for time's sake, we skip down to verse 26. And we'll read down to verse number 29. Now, I'm going to tell you something. See, I can tell you, you know, you're going to be on the clock, especially you young lion. You're going to be on the clock one day. And when you're on the clock, all this will come to mind at the outcome of things. That's why we can show you the outcome. And reason why we say that, what it says we can read in 46 verse 10, 48 verse 10, Brother Titus, what it says in Isaiah 48 verse 10?
We'll go on to Isaiah to see it. Chapter 48. Isaiah to see it, chapter 48, verse 10. Isaiah chapter 48, verse 10 reads, "Behold, look, I have refined you, but not with them, have chosen you, O Israel, in the furnace of affliction."
Mm-hmm. You see what he say? I have chosen you in a furnace of affliction. So you already been chosen in a furnace of affliction. And the reason why he said that, back up to 46 and pick up verse 10. Why did he say that? So he can already tell you exactly what's going to befall you in the latter days. And now back up to, but you've been chosen to be when it get hot and heavy, to be ready for the hot and heavy. 46 verse 10 says what? Same book of Isaiah.
Isaiah is here, chapter 46, verse 10 reads, "Declare the end from the beginning and from the ancient times, the things that are not yet done, saying, my counsel shall stand, and I will do all my pleasure."
You hear what Almighty wants to say? He said, look here, well, I got on tell you going to stand. It's up to you that when you get on the clock, you stand. Now let's see what happens. We heard a whole lot of big bitches talking going on. And let's see what happened that we can read, Brother Micaiah. Now we're gonna see what can we read in the third chapter. How did that come out? We go on and see what happened in verse 23. Think of verse 23. Down to verse, we might make a little meal out of it. Take it down to verse 29. Let's see what happened. Now we heard back-to-back big britches talking what's going on. Let's see what happened when it's all said and done. Take it verse 23, come on.
The book of Daniel, chapter 3, verse 23 down to 29. Verse 23 reads, "And these three men, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, and Abednego fell down bound into the midst of the burning fiery furnace." Verse 24. "Then Nebuchadnezzar the king was astonished and rose up in haste and spake and said unto his counselors, did not we cast three men bound into the midst of the fire? They answered and said unto the king, true, O king." Verse 25. "He answered and said, lo, I see four men loose, walking in the midst of the fire, and they have no hurt. And the form of the fourth is like the son of Yahuwah." Verse 26. "Then Nebuchadnezzar came near to the mouth of the burning fiery furnace, and spake and
said."
Hold that part.
Read that again. Come back and read the bottom of that. And Brother Titus, have me 537. St. John, right behind this. What happened here again? In verse 25.
The book of Daniel, chapter 3, verse 25. Verse 25 reads, "And he answered and said, lo, I see four men loose, walking in the midst of the fire, and they have no hurt. And the form of the son is like the son of Yahuwah."
Okay, good. What it says in 537 that we can read, Brother Titus?
The book of John.
Yeah, yeah. St. John, 537. What it says that we can
book
read?
John, chapter 5, verse 37 reads, "And the Father himself, which has sent me, hath borne witness of me. You have neither heard his voice at any time, nor seen his shape."
But wait a minute. Wait a minute, then. Wait a minute. Read that again.
Beloved John, the book of Beloved John, chapter 5, verse 37 reads, "And the Father himself, which has sent me, hath borne witness of me. Ye have neither heard his voice at any time, nor seen his shape.
Well, wait a minute, Brother McKay. I think you got to come on home now, Brother McKay, on verse 25. You might have gone. You might have gone take a shot for a grand slam in verse 25. You're back on the clock again now. You know you got 5:37 at the big stick waiting on you now. Let's see what we're working with in this verse 25 again. You might as well come on home now. Come on.
Okay. The book of Daniel, chapter 3, verse 25. Verse 25 reads, he answered and said, lo, I see four men loose, walking in the midst of the sun. Walking in the midst of the fire. And they have no hurt. And the form of the four.
Form of the four is like Yahweh the Son. Exactly right. Exactly where he was looking at the form of Yahweh the Son. He wasn't looking at the Father. The Son in a form, so that middle spirit that came down, he came in the form of Yahweh the Son. Because you ain't seen the Father or heard the Father any time, but Nebuchadnezzar said, I'm looking at Yahweh, but what Yahweh he looking at? The form of Yahweh the Son. That's what he looking at. And matter of fact, when he was looking at him, how was he looking? See, Christianity would never teach this. And so he said he was looking at him. Let's see how he was looking at Brother Micaiah. Let's go to the 10th chapter and look at verse 5 and 6. What did he look like? Now, that's why I'm telling you, Steve Reyes. This is kind of teaching that got to be taught in a penal institution. Not that feminine white man and black man Jesus. You got to teach this Bible, but you got to teach through the precepts. This is what the young men need to hear, the Bible in these penal institutions, uncut in the raw. Let's see what he says. We're going to the 6th chapter, and we'll look at verse 5, Daniel chapter 10, verse 5 and 6. What did Nebuchadnezzar see that we can read? Brother Micaiah, you on the clock, come up. 10, 5, and 6.
Daniel chapter 10, verse 5 and verse 6. Verse 5 reads, then I lift up my eyes and look, and behold, a certain man clothed in linen, whose loins were girded with fine gold of Uphaz. Verse 6. His body also was like the beryl, and his face as the appearance of lightning, and his eyes as lamps of fire, and his arms and his feet like in color to polished brass, and the voice of his words like the voice of a multitude.
His arms and his feet was like what?
In his arms.
Uh-huh.
In his arms and his feet, like in color to polished brass.
His arm and his feet. His arm and his feet was like polished color. It was a color man he seen. So Nebuchadnezzar seen a color man down there. He said, I'm looking at the form of the Son of Man. And there he is, where he looked like he had a green garment on. And his arm and his feet was of color. Now look at that. You mean the Bible say that? Yeah. His arm and his feet was as color. Now, fast forward that to Revelation 1, 14 and 15. And 218, Brother Micaiah. Let's get a little bit more on that. Revelation chapter 1, 14, 15, and 218. Let's get a little bit more. We'll be coming back. What was that? See, you got to paint the picture what you're looking at. Then when you open to these establishments that you're looking at, and when you see one that's coming to the penal institution, they always bring you the gingerbread story about Jesus love all and did what you got to do. Look, they got to reject that, but they got to hear this. 1:14 and 15, come on.
The book of Revelation, chapter 1, verse 14 and verse 15. Verse 14 reads, his head and his arms were white like wool, as white as snow.
Read that again. Hold on, Brother Makai. Take your time and start over again. Take your time there, Brother Makai. You know what? What it say in 1:14?
The book of Revelation, chapter 1, verse 14. Verse 14 reads, his head and his hair were white like wool, as white as snow, and his eyes were as a flame of fire. Verse 15, and his feet like unto fine brass, as if they burnt in a furnace, and his voice as the sound of many waters.
No. Burnt. His feet look like they was burnt. Everybody know what burnt look like. Everybody know when a house that burnt down. Look at a house that I'm burnt down. Anybody look when you leave something on the stove too long and it's smoking and it's burnt? So we clear, even a two-year-old know when you burn something up. So when you burn something up, Brother Makai, what do it look like?
The book of Revelation, chapter 1, verse 15. Verse 15 reads, and his feet like unto fine brass, as if they burnt in a furnace, and his voice as the sound of many waters.
Mm-hmm. So when you burn something, that is called blue black. You know, you have folks in the communities back in the days, you might see, hey, they might have a name called blue. Because he was so dark, and Yahweh the Son was darker than that. He was so dark that he looked like somebody and burnt him in a furnace. Now, how you get the picture you get today in these Christian churches? That don't have nothing to do with the Bible. That's why I tell you, flat out Christianity from Satan the devil. Because how you overlook that verse, and all you got to do put anything in something and burn it. And you tell me you get what you get out of it when you burn something up. You get blue black burnt. That's what the sun looked like. And that was Nebuchadnezzar said he was looking at. He said, I see four men in the furnace of fire. One like the Son of Man. And we reading the Son of Man is blue black. 2:18 of Revelation. What it say?
The book of Revelation, chapter 2, verse 18. Verse 18 reads, and unto the ministering spirits of all the congregation of Israel in Thyatira, right, who have his eyes like unto a flame of fire, and his feet are like fine brass.
You see that? So he said, you go and take it to them congregation of the children of Israel. And he told the ministry, you get down and find them leaders. And you tell them what I look like. Well, you know, and you hear them all tell you all the, well, you know, it don't make them different what it look like. But why he just told them what it look like. You see, you get down from heaven and you find them dignitaries down there in them seven congregations, and you tell them what I look like. Is that what he just said in verse 18? Well, read again if he said that or not. What did he say in verse 18? 2:18.
The book of Revelation, chapter 2, verse 18. Verse 18 reads, and unto the ministering spirit of all the congregation of Israel and Thyatira. Right. These things said Son of Yahweh, who have his eyes like unto a flame of fire, and his feet are like fine brass.
Is he telling the ministering spirit to go tell them what he looks like? Is that what he's saying in 2:18, Brother Makai?
That's what we read. He tells the ministering spirit what he looked like, to tell us what he looked like.
But we in the Christian church, they say it don't make them different what he looks like. So why did he say you go and tell them what I look like? Yeah. 218. You get down there and you tell them what I look like. See? I can tell you. This is the gospel, the teaching, the covenant got to be taught. He specifically said, tell them what I look like.
Mm-hmm.
Tell them about my power. Now let's go back to Nebuchadnezzar and his great big old power. Now we clear, Nebuchadnezzar was seeing a big black man. Told him, if you got me, I got you. Young three warriors were thrown in the fire, and they told Nebuchadnezzar, the big Cushite, the African-American, said, look here, we're not shepherding after you. Wherever you got on the table, so be it. If I got to go out this way, we go out this way. But one thing we ain't going to do, we ain't gonna deal with what you set up. Christmas, Thanksgiving, gay clothing. You set that up. We ain't dealing with it. That's what he's saying. But not to say again, the price is on the table. Now we're going back to the third chapter and see what happens. So now we clear about all this good stuff. We don't get a second witness on this because this got to be taught. Now, we're going to find out now they're on food. So now a big black man jumped up in that fire and took at him. Let's see what Nebuchadnezzar, the Cushite, says, eyeball to eyeball in verse 26. What do you say that we can read, verse 26? 3:26, what happened next?
The book of Daniel, chapter 3, verse 26. Verse 26 reads, then Nebuchadnezzar came near to the mouth of the burning, fiery furnace, and spake and said, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, you servants of the Most High Yahweh, come forth and come here. Then Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego came forth of the midst of the fire.
Good.
Verse 27. And the princes, governors, and captains, and the king's council, being gathered together, saw these men, upon whose bodies the fire had no power, nor was a hair of their head signed, neither were their coat changed, nor the smell of fire passed on them. Verse 28. Then Nebuchadnezzar spake and said, blessed be Yahweh of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who have sent his ministering spirit and delivered his servants that trusted in him, and have changed the king's word and yield their body, that they might not serve nor worship any false Yahweh except their own Yahweh. Verse 29. Therefore, I make a decree that every people, nation, and language which speak anything amiss against Yahweh of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego shall be cut in pieces, and their houses shall be made a dog here, because there is no other Yahweh that can deliver after this sort. Verse 30.
Hey, he's the man to say it. You're not willing to say it. He said, y'all got the real deal, and y'all refuse to do what the real deal man is telling you to do. He said, Nebuchadnezzar, the big Cushite, the big African man, you call, big Hamite. Said, my ass seen this thing. He said, if I catch anybody else saying anything besides from Yahweh, then his house, his family, is going to be made a dunghill. See, that's why you understand what he's saying. Give me a verse, Titus 2:47 and 48 of Second Ezra. I need a verse in 2 Ezra 2:47 and 48. Can you help me out, Brother Titus?
Yes, sir. Okay, we're going to the book of 2 Ezra. Going to 2 Ezra chapter 2, verse 47 to 48. 2 Ezra the seer, chapter 2, verse 47 to 48. So he answered and said unto me, it is the son of Yahweh the Father, whom they have confessed in the world. Then began I greatly to commend them that stood so stiffly for the name of Yahweh. Verse 28. Then the ministering spirit said unto me, go your way and tell my people of Israel what manner of things and how great wonders of Yahweh, your Yahweh, you have seen.
Ain't that something? who gonna teach this? Who gonna teach who gonna teach this? Huh? You hear the man saying? Let's run to Daniel chapter 4. If the man is saying, now who gonna teach this? Who gonna teach the Bible? You wanna get your people's offer low self-esteem, offer all of drugs and all these wicked relationships. Why don't you show them what the Bible is saying? Show them their position and be able to help them and meet them where they at when they open their fat mouth and show them in the Bible what the Bible's saying and show them about the power of the whole letter man over this white man and black man, Jesus and Yahshua and Yeshua and Jehovah's and all that kind of stuff. Show them the Bible. You hear what the eyewitness saying? You know, let's do the eyewitness say again in the fourth chapter. Brother Tate. He was in the second chapter. Let's go to the second chapter. Back in the second chapter. Let's hear him some more. He was out to be a hero, and if you play this kind of stuff to those that's got an ear to hear, in the second chapter, let me show you what the big dignitary is going to do. That's why I keep telling you what the big dignitary is going to do, because we can read the Bible, and Peter verse 244. Let's see what we can read in 244. Let's see what happened in 244.
Chapter 2, verse 44, read. And in the day of these kings, shall Yahweh of heaven set up a kingdom which should never be destroyed, and the kingdom should not be left to another people, to other people, but it shall break in pieces and consume all these kingdoms, and it shall stand forever.
Hold that point. Hold that part right there. Brother Kai, read verse 40. In the days of what? In the days of what? Verse 40.
Book of James, chapter 2, verse 40. Verse 40 reads, and the fourth kingdom shall be strong as iron. For as much as iron breaketh in pieces and subdueth all things, and as iron that breaketh all things, shall it break in pieces and build.
Whether you know or not, the fourth kingdom have already been set up. The fourth kingdom exists today. And the next rule, he said, when in the fourth kingdom you see set up, he going to set a kingdom up right in the midst of them, but he always starts small and works big. The small he put up right now is the nation of the six anointed camps of voices of the truest life. So we're seeing this thing unfold because it ain't going past the four. After this fourth kingdom go down, then the one that you hear now will take over. That's why you got to understand something. Prophecy is already told. So it will be a ministry to come on the scene and start pointing these things at you. The fourth kingdom is already in position.
Hallelujah.
But it got to be a ministry to come found some things for you. But you won't keep jumping in every while you see or walking that one eye Satan. You have to be in the right ministry to hear the word of Yahweh to understand the fourth kingdom is already here. It ain't going past this. The next ruler going to be the one you hear talking now.
Verse 45. Brother Micaiah, verse 45.
The book of James, chapter 2, verse 45. Verse 45 reads, "For as much as you saw that the stone was cut out of the mountain without hands, and that it break in pieces the iron, the brass, the clay, the silver, and the gold, the great Yahweh had made known to the king that shall come to pass hereafter. And the dream is certain, and the interpretation thereof sure."
Well, that
verse
point. 44. That's big joke. He says, the stone was cut out without hands. The stone that was cut out without hands. What are you talking about? What are they talking about? What are they talking about, Brother Titus in 1 Peter 2? What are you talking about, this stone? What is this stone he's talking about that was cut out without hands? What are you talking about? This, a little rock? What stone was he talking about that we can read to 1 Peter chapter 2 and pick up verse 1?
1 Peter chapter 2, verse 1. She speak of the nation of Israel. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 1. Wherefore, laying aside all malice and all guile and hypocrisy and envy and all evil speaking.
Read.
Verse 2. As newborn babes, desire the sincere milk of the word that you may grow thereby. Verse 3. And so be you have patience that Yahweh is merciful. Verse 4. Who cometh as of the living stone, disallowed indeed of man, but chosen of Yahweh and precious. Verse 5.
Wait a minute. He was chosen by... Wait a minute. But Titus, wait a minute. You leaving all that meat on that bone? Look at that verse again. Back of that one verse. And read that verse again. You see what the man just gonna say? He said, he talked about this stone right here. It was chosen by somebody. All that is in that verse. Come on back and tighten that verse up in grand style. Come on back and tighten that verse.
The nation of Israel, chapter 2, verse 4. So who cometh as unto a living stone, disallowed indeed, the man of Israel, but chosen of Yahweh and precious?
Well, what Yahweh chose this stone? What Yahweh chose the stone? Huh? Yahweh the Father one chose the stone. Hold up on. So Yahweh the Father's one chose this stone that is precious, that the builders reject. The Father one set this lively stone up. Back up, Brother Micaiah, in the second chapter of Ephesians. And man, we might have gone get a name on it. So I'm telling you something. The Bible tells a story. You've got to be in the right ministry to hear. Back up the second book in the book of Ephesians chapter 2 and pick up at verse number 20. And he's going to tell you something all down to verse 20. Look at this verse 20. Look at this good talking in verse number 20 there, Brother Micaiah, 220.
Okay. The book of Ephesians, chapter 2, verse 20. Verse 20 reads, "And are built upon the foundation of the apostle and seer, Yahweh the Son himself being the chief cornerstone."
You can't hear no sound. No sound from here at all. You got to go out there. I don't hear no sound. They can pick up that.
Wait a minute. Read that again. Verse 20.
The book of Ephesians, chapter 2, verse 20. Verse 20 reads, "And are built upon the foundation of the apostles and seers, Yahweh the Son himself being the chief."
Yahweh the Son being the root?
The chief cornerstone.
So that
So that stone that was cut out by hand, who is that stone we read in Daniel, according to verse 20?
Yahweh the Son.
You see that? So you see, if you got these verses, when you're over there messing, thumbing around with the book of Daniel, you can drop them in there if you got this to work with. Now look what it says in verse 21. Look what it says if you got the precepts and the right spirit. Look what it says in verse 21.
Okay. The book of Ephesians, chapter 2, verse 21. 21 reads, in whom all the building fitly framed together groweth unto a righteous temple in Yahuwah.
You see the man saying? See the man saying? He said, all put together. When you know how to precept your Bible, if that stone is cut out by hand, if you know how to precept that book, it let you know the one that's going to take this thing down is Yahuwah the Son. He said, once the fourth kingdom is in place, which has been in place for quite a long time, but we see how it's going to come down. It's going to be cut out without hands. Huh? And we're going to find out exactly what's going to happen and just hold it to the side there, Brother Micaiah, in 2 Ezra 13, 1 through 11. Had it just land to the side for a minute. But now we find out how this thing going to happen. Look at that in verse 22.
The book of the book of Ephesians, chapter 2, verse 22. In whom you also are built together for a habitation of Yahuwah through the Spirit.
Through what spirit? 123 of Proverbs. What spirit we built through it? What spirit are we going to be working with? What spirit are we going to be working with, Brother Micaiah? Proverbs 123.
The book of Proverbs, chapter 1, picking it up at verse 23. Verse 23 reads, book of Proverbs, chapter 1, verse 23 reads, turn you at my reproof. Behold, I will pour out my spirit upon you. I will make known my words unto you.
Psalm 40, verse 8.
The book of Psalm, chapter 40, verse 8. Verse 8 reads, I delight to do your will, O my Yahuwah. Yes, your Torah instructions is within my mind.
40 verse 8, Isaiah. And what is that Torah instruction in 40 verse 8 of Isaiah?
The book of Isaiah, chapter 40, picking it up at verse 8. Verse 8 reads, the grass withers, the flower fades, but the word of our Yahuwah shall stand forever.
Ain't that something? And what he says in the book of 24:35, Matthew, what he say? What did he say, Brother Micaiah? 24:35, what did he say we can read? Matthew.
Book of Matthew, chapter 24. Say verse 35?
Yeah, what did he say?
Okay, Matthew 24, verse 35. 35 reads, heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words shall not pass away.
Ain't that something? You mean the Bible is telling you the story, and you hemmed up with that one-eyed Satan? The Bible is telling you exactly how it's going to happen. Now, come on back to that Daniel, and we'll bring our elder in and get his closing statements in, and we'll wrap this up. Remember, no broadcast tomorrow, you know, but in the same token, you got to understand something. You got to make a stand, children of Israel. You make a stand from what you can read out of the Bible. So you got to look at when they was face-to-face with the big dignitaries. And now you clear about the big dignitaries only in place because you backed away and you want to do the gate clothing. So long as you want to do the gate clothing, You wanna ignore the dress code that he gave you, then you can remain in a give me a verse. You remain well. Give me a verse. Give me a verse. 21:16. Give me a verse, Titus. In Proverbs 21:16, you can remain in a, and you can remain in a 21:16, a proverb. What do you say there, Brother Titus? Brother Titus in 21. Hold on, Brother Titus. In 21:16, can you help me out? In Proverbs, if you don't look at this book and make a decision, you will remain where that we can read in 21:16.
The book of Proverbs, chapter 21, verse 16. The man or woman that wandered out of the way of understanding should remain in the congregation of the dead.
That's right. You, listen, that's why I keep telling you. The floodgates is going to break wide open. You see, the WCC is 500 million members. And the Latter-day Saints saying soundly that the rep Russell is God's representative on earth. And they made it plain that since we came to y'all broadcast, you was close to 200,000 then, but by our presence, you over 400,000. But that don't mean nothing to us. We know the bottom line, every nation gonna bow the knee to the six anointed camps. You may not do it now, but you're going to do it later, because you're going to find out plainly that the word of Yahweh going to spring from the six anointed camps. We can break down any part of the Bible, but our thing is right now is get the six anointed camps in order. Order, Steve Roy. Now, once we in order can precept this Bible and paint the picture right, Yahweh will show us the next move. But right now, we got to get in order. In order what you can read. When you go back to Daniel chapter 2, clear that the stone that was cut out by hand is Yahweh the Son. Joseph ain't even born. But Nebuchadnezzar said, I seen Yahweh the Son in his days. So how you got him tied in with Joseph? He came through Mary. This man, Nebuchadnezzar said, I'm looking right at Yahweh the Son. With big black feet and all, and them garments on with them princes, I'm looking right at him. That's what he said. See? So you got to put that story down and grab the Bible story. Never can, if you precept your Bible, you'll grab the Bible story. Nebuchadnezzar said, I'm looking at Yahweh the Son. We read in 5:37, you ain't seen the Father or heard his voice at any time. So who right? Now, back to the book of Daniel, there, Domekai. Who was reading that? Who was reading that Daniel? Who was reading that Daniel? Who's one of them young guys all stressed out?
Brother Mekai.
Hallelujah. Now, Domekai, you were reading something in the second chapter of Daniel. And now we know who the stone going to be is Yahweh the Son. So we clear about that. Now, so Nebuchadnezzar said, I've seen Yahweh the Son. Now, what did he do behind all that power he seen going on that Daniel the seer was telling him? Let me show you what the big dignitary is going to do. I'm tell you it's going to happen. Look what the big king done first in 46. 2:46. What the big king do? The big world man. Nebuchadnezzar, the big Kushite. What did he do when Daniel was talking that word to him in verse 46?
The book of Daniel, chapter 2, verse 46. 46 reads, then the king Nebuchadnezzar fell upon his face and worshiped Daniel and commanded that they should offer an oblation and sweet odors unto him.
Hey.
Verse 47. The king asked unto Daniel and said, of a truth it is, and your Yahweh is a Yahweh of false Yahweh and a Yahweh of
Let me see the word. Was large or small, it means the same thing. And King Nebuchadnezzar, and King Anson said, of a truth, it is that your Yahweh is Yahweh of Yahweh. and Yahweh of kings. So whenever you see the word, whether it's small or large, it doesn't make a difference how they wrote it. It still means YHWH. So he letting Daniel know, your Yahweh is the real deal Yahweh. That's what he's saying. And what else did he say in the next verse?
In the book of Daniel, chapter 2, verse 48. 48 reads, then the king made Daniel a great...
Wait, hold on a minute. Read verse 47 again.
Okay. The book of Daniel, chapter 2, verse 47. 47 reads, the king answered to Daniel and said, of a truth it is, that your Yahweh is a Yahweh of Yahweh, and a Yahweh of kings, and a revealer of secrets. Seeing you could reveal this secret.
Yeah.
Verse 48. Then the king made Daniel a great man and gave him many great gifts and made him ruler over the whole province of Babylon and chief of the governors over all the wise men of Babylon. Verse 49. Then Daniel requested of the king, and he set Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego over the affairs of the province of Babylon. But Daniel sat in the gate of the king.
Meshach, Shadrach, and Abednego. So he set him up over. So you see how this thing going to be? See, we telling you right now how it's going to be, because we can read how it's going to be. All you got to do is hold tight on what the man I'm saying. And remember one thing, in Malachi 3, verse 6, he don't change. Hebrews 13, verse 8, he don't change. So if you know, if you won't know what he will do tomorrow, just look at yesterday. All you got to do is what the man keep telling you. You get in order, and then you will see the next move. And the ministry that's in order is getting in order. It's the sixth anointed camps of Voices of the Jewish Life. All the big dignitaries, it's going to fall down at your feet sooner or later. Why? Because prophecy cannot be broken. If we won't know what will happen to tomorrow, to come, look back at yesterday. That's all we got to do. So we're going to bring our elder in and get a closing statement on this tape, and tape number 84. And then we're gonna go in for the close. Let's bring our elder in. And we clear that you hold out a whole lot of the rooms, moderators to come in and get a little shot at this thing. I love to see the mothers got a little shot at this, but we know how you roll. So I'm bring our elder in, get the closing statement on tape 84, you on the clock, elder, come out.
Well, once again, Yahweh bless you, Seer Israel, and thank you for bringing me back into tonight's broadcast. And it seems like it's been a pretty busy day for everyone. I guess you with the WCC, the New York Station stockholder, Cigar Man, and many more that want to obtain your presence or either your voice. Even myself, I try to reach out there and help when I can. But this is why we have our international line of 224-600-5579. As I said before, this is done where you can reach out and leave scriptures that you have questions on, which can be answered by any one of our six anointed kings. Also, we have another number, which is our live conference room number. This number is 319-527-6065. This is for our live conference room number. Also, on another note, by calling our international line, you can order what we have known as our 12 programs via the 12 Tribes of Israel on DVD. Just make sure you give us the correct name and the address, and it will be sent to you after contacting us on 224-600-5579. And there's another reminder, as I said before, do not contact us here via email, phone, or text before broadcast or afterwards, as you see the devastation that caused during the beginning of our program. So please use the international line once again. And if the question is legit, you will receive a call back. Now, if you've happened to miss the beginning of our program, You can always listen to your entire show today at 9:15 p.m., except Fridays. Program time will be repeated after 10:30. Just enter three words to get there, Yahwa Radio Live. And after you click in it, look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Yahda. At that point, you can choose the program that you are late logging into or any previous day that you would like to listen. Also, during our normal broadcast on Raw Talk, we're also simultaneously transmitting our program on Pal Talk. On Pal Talk, you'll find us under ethnic group, African American. Once again, just look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Yahda. You'll find this is where Yahuwah's word is also working for your Bible education. Online there to answer any of the on-the-table topics we discuss will be Elder Mr. Tibbs, along with the Seer Israel, writing as shotgun. And you'll find if Broad Talk ends before teaching time, we will continue our teaching on Pal Talk. Yahuwah be with you all. But remember, do not try to win that bump the gums contest when you're learning the words of Yahuwah. And you may ask yourself why. Because you will miss all of Yahuwah's glory, which is said unto you. You have to remember that we are rehearsing to righteous acts to learn the words of Yahuwah, as it tells us when we read the book of St. John, chapter 14, verse 26. 26 says, "But the Comforter, which is the righteous Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance whatsoever I have said unto you." So we can continue with that learning and that remembrance of things that were said. Let's keep our Bibles open. Turn our program back over to our Seer Israel and say, Hallelujah, Yahuwah.
Yeah, all right. Hallelujah, Yahuwah. You know, that's excellent, your part. So now we clear that how this thing going to happen, and we're going to show you soundly that the world that going to gather together, it's not going to have a chance, Steve, are you? And that's why we tell you, your only safety is get behind the six anointed camps. Not on the side of us, but behind us. Because you can't teach us. We ought to teach you. We can teach you exactly what this Bible is saying and paint the picture and with no problem. So he got a ministry on the table. And sooner or later, you will recognize the signs of the time. So we're going to come back. And now, Brother McCallie, you have me that 2nd Ezra 13, 1 through 11, laying to the side. But I want to come back with Brother Titus. Now, all that we just got through reading was read over here in Psalms chapter 100, verse 3. You mean all that what we just got through reading was in that verse? Yes. All that was in that verse, one verse of 100, verse 3. Bring it again. Brother Titus, come on. 3, 4, and 5.
Psalms 100, chapter 3, verse. Psalms 100, chapter 100, verses 3 to 5. Know ye that Yahuwah, he is Yahuwah. It is he that hath made us. And now we ourselves, we are his people, Israel, and the sheep of Israel of his pasture. Verse 4, enter into his gate with thanksgiving and unto his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. Verse 5, for Yahuwah is good and his mercy is everlasting and his truth endureth to all generations.
Wait a minute. What did he say do in verse 4?
Verse 4 reads, Psalms 100, verse 4. Enter into his gate with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name.
Most high bless Christ. They said, bless Most High Christ. Wait a minute. That's not his name. That's cliche for men. Most High in Christ, Most High, how do you say it? Most High Help me out. Somebody help me out. Help me out, young lions. How they use that statement? I ain't gonna call them out. Most High Christ bless. Most High Christ bless. Most High Christ bless.
That's like bless or something.
Hey, man. That is not his name. Most High Christ bless is not his name. You just read his name. You just read it right here. See, we got to get away from this cliche and look at this Bible. If one man to intervene, you got to bless according to what you just got through reading verse 4. Read verse 4 again.
Psalms chapter 100, verse 4. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and unto his courts with praise. Be thankful to him and bless his name, Yahweh.
That's right. That's one name you got to bless. See, that's the name you got to bless. And you got to do what? According to Revelation with the precept, 14 verse 12. What you got to do? 14 verse 12.
You're going to the book of Revelation, end time prophecy.
Yes, sir. 14 verse 12. What else you got to do, Brother Tyke?
Revelation. The end time prophecy, chapter 14, verse 12. Revelation chapter 14, verse 12. And here is the patience of the saints, the whole congregation of Israel. And there are they that keep the Torah instructions of Yahweh the Father in the covenant of Yahweh the Son.
We got to bless the name and do what? We got to bless the name. Okay, we got to bless the name. And what we got to do according to verse 14:12?
Revelation chapter 14, verse 12. Here's the patience of the saints, the whole congregation of the children of Israel. Here are they that keep the Torah instructions of Yahweh the Father and of the covenant of Yahweh the Son.
Oh, that's the patience. Where did they pull that from in Exodus 20, verse 1, 8, 7 down to 11? Where did they pull that from, Brother Titus? That verse was pulled. That verse was pulled. Brother Micaiah, before you read that, stop off at Malachi 4:4. Brother Micaiah, Malachi 4:4. So, see, verses was pulled, and it tell you what you got to do. That verse was pulled from Malachi 4:4.
The book of Malachi, chapter 4, verse 4. Verse 4 reads, remember you the Torah instructions of Moses, my servant, which I commanded unto him in Horeb for all Israel with the Torah instructions and the Torah instructions.
So you see what Malachi the seer said? Tell the children of Israel to remember the first five books. Tell the Israel, not the Christians, not Islam, not Judaism, tell the people of the book to remember the what in verse 4?
The book of Malachi, chapter 4, verse 4. Verse 4 reads, remember you the Torah instructions of Moses, my servant, which I command unto him in Horeb for all Israel with the Torah instructions and the Torah instructions.
But Titus, where are they pulling that from, 20 verse 1, 7 down to verse 11? Where are they pulling that from that we can read? Exodus 20, verse 1, and 7 through 11. That verse is cool. Let's read about it. Just remember.
All right, the second book of the first five books, the second book of the first five books, the book of Exodus, chapter 20, verse 1. Let's skip down verse 7 through 11. Exodus chapter 20, verse 1, reads, and Yahweh spake all these words, saying, get down verse 7 through 11. You, the whole congregation of the children of Israel, shall not take the name of Yahweh, your Yahweh, in vain. For Yahweh will not hold him or her guiltless that taketh his name in vain.
Verse 8 reads, remember the Sabbath day to keep it righteous. Verse 9, 6 days should you, the whole congregation of the children of Israel, labor and do all your work. Verse 10 reads, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of Yahuwah, your Yahuwah in it. You should not do any work, you, nor your son, nor your daughter, nor your manservant, nor your maidservant, nor your cattle, nor your stranger that is within your gates. Verse 11, for 6 days Yahuwah made heaven and earth and the sea and all that in them is, and rested the seventh day. Wherefore Yahuwah blessed the Sabbath day and sanctified it.
What did Baruch say, Brother Titus, in there in 4 verse 1? Did Baruch say anything behind that? And 4 verse 1 is really a bit to get our point. And after you get your point, after you get our point in, getting their closing statement. What did he say in Baruch chapter 4, verse 1? Let's see what he says to old Baruch. See, he had to clean Baruch up, because Baruch, he got beside himself in the 45th chapter and thought about old war with me. He said, Baruch, you know I still kill you, but I'm going to hold you over for a special reason to write this. Baruch chapter 4, verse 3, a little bit. Come on.
The book of Baruch, the seer, chapter 4, verse 1 reads, this is the book of the Torah instructions of Yahuwah and the Torah instructions that endure forever. All day, the children of Israel that keep it shall come to life, but such as leave it shall die. Verse 2, turn thee, O nation, family of Israel, and take hold of it. Walk in the presence of the light thereof, that you may be illuminated. Verse 3, give not your honor to another, nor the things that are profitable unto you, to a strange nation.
Wait a minute. You the man just said? See, the man is telling you that this is your thing to do, and he said, don't be in no hurry to go and be sitting down with any, what kind of nation, he said again?
Strange nation.
And what about these strange nations that we can read in 4:17, the closing statement? Lamentation. He said, don't be in no hurry to sit around these strange nations, because he told Jeremiah to write about these strange nations in 4:17 in a closing statement. What did he say we can read there? You're online.
The book of Lamentation, chapter 4, verse 17 reads, as for us, the children of Israel, our eyes are yet failed, for our vain help and our watching, we have watched for a nation that could not save us.
Ain't that something? You mean that's what we're doing? We watching for a nation can't do nothing for us. Just keep us depressed and disembobulated like them barber dolls in your hang up on your dashboard somewhere. The only answer for you is to come back to what the Bible says. And don't take this to a strange nation. They welcome to listen, but you don't volunteer to sit around strange nations. He said, don't even do it. So if he tell you don't even do it, and so that's my answer for the Latter-day Saints. That's my answer for the WCC 500 million members. That's my answer to Timothy Dolan out there in New York of the Catholic Church. I'm violating the word of Yahuwah if I get in the presence of you with the word of Yahuwah, and Yahuwah said, don't do it. Because you, sooner or later, going to violate me. Sooner or later, anyway, go. See, that's why you got to know. It's no debating you. What debating you for? Yahuwah tell me, don't even go that way. See, this is what he's trying to tell people on the camp. Our job is to give the word, but you got to come to where we at and sit down with the right spirit. Closing statement, you on the clock there, you're online. That was excellent. Brother Titus, you stood tall in grand style. What's your closing statement is? You're on the clock. Come on.
All right. My closing statement, I'm going to the Book of Psalms. I'm going to read Book of Psalms. Reads. Psalms 118. Reads. I will call upon Yahweh in distress. Yahweh answered me and set me in the large place. Verse 6. Reads. Yahweh is on my side. I will not fear. What can man do unto me? Verse 7. Yahweh have taken my part with them that help me. Therefore shall I see my desire upon them that hate me. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Excellent. Hallelujah, Yahweh. I was excellent, Brother Titus. That was excellent. And the better half will be in with that Hallelujah, Yahweh, because in the business of Paul, when you hear Hallelujah, Yahweh going out, you're going to be stretched out with it too.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to be behind that next time. Alrighty. Brother Micaiah. Now, I want to precept up that Brother Micaiah and that. But we just got through hearing about you going to be illuminated in the book of evil, title called Hebrews in the 10th chapter. Otherwise, you'll be enlightened. That's what we come on this ministry to enlighten you. So what can we read in the 10th chapter, Brother Micaiah, verse 32 down to verse 39? Is there anything we can read to add to this? The book of evil. Polluted title called Hebrew. Chapter 10, 32, 39. What does it say?
The book of Hebrews. Polluted word for the book of evil. Chapter 10, verse 32 down to 39. Verse 32 reads, but call to remember the former days in which after you were illuminated, you endured a great fight of affliction. Verse 33, pardon, while you were made a gazing stock both by reproaches and affliction. And partly while you became companions of them that were so used. Verse 34, for you had compassion of me and my bond, and took joyfully the spoiling of your good, knowing in yourselves that you have in heaven a better and an enduring suffering. Verse 35, cast not away, therefore, your confidence, which has great recompense of reward. Verse 36, for you have need of patience, that after you have done the will of Yahweh, you might receive the promise. Verse 37, for yet a little while, and he that shall come and will not tarry. Verse 38, nor the dust shall live by the covenant. But if any may draw back, my soul person shall have no pleasure in him. Verse 39, but we are not of them that draw back unto perdition, but of them that believe to the saving of the body.
Mm-hmm. Because we can read what he got written in Zechariah 14, 1, 2, 3. And we can read verse 5. And we can read verse number 9. So we can read these things in Zechariah 14, 1, 2, 3, verse 5. And we can read verse 9. And what do we say that we can read? Zechariah 14, 1, 2, 3, 5, and 9. Bring it. Come on.
Okay. The book of Zechariah, chapter 14, verses 1 through 3. Verse 1 reads, behold, the day of Yahweh come, and your spoils shall be divided in the midst of you. Verse 2, for I will gather all nations against Jerusalem, polluted word for Yada, to battle, and the city shall be taken, and the house raffled, and the women ravaged, and half of the city shall go forth into captivity, and the residue of the people shall not be cut off from the city. Verse 3, Then shall Yahweh go forth and fight against those nations, as when he fought in the day of battle. Verse 5, and you shall flee to the valley of the mountains. The valley of the mountains shall reach unto Azal. Yes, you shall flee like as you fled from before the earthquake in the days of Uzziah, king of Judah, polluted word for Yada. And Yahweh, my Yahweh, shall come, and all the saints, all the congregation of the children of Israel with you. Verse 9. And Yahweh shall be king over all the earth. And that day shall there be one Yahweh, and his name one.
In Joel chapter 2, what happened next? If we can read it in verse number 11. 2:11. What happened next? And so let's just paint the picture of what we're looking at. 2:11.
Okay. The book of Joel, chapter 2, verse 11. Going to Joel. 2, verse 11. Trying to get through these pages. Book of Joel, chapter 2, verse 11. Verse 11 reads, and Yahweh shall utter his voice before his army, for his camp is very great, for he is strong that exalted his word, for the day of Yahweh is great and very terrible, and who can abide it? Who can abide it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, what are you going to do in verse 20 down to 23? What are you going to do 20 to 23? Let's see what else we can paint a picture. Verse number
23. Verse 20 reads, but I remove far off from you the northern army, and will drive him into a land barren and desolate, with his face towards the east sea, and his hinder part towards the utmost sea, and his sinks shall come up, and his little savior shall come up, because he hath done great things. Verse 23. Be glad then, you children of Yada, through the word Zion, and rejoice in Yahweh, your Yahweh. For he hath given you the former rain moderately, and the rain, the former rain, and the latter rain in the first month.
So you see, say he gonna move that northern army. You know where that north? That's the one that's walking around with no shirt on over there, called the big T-man out there in Russia. He said, I'm gonna have them to take down the United States, no doubt about that. But I'm gonna take him down too. Now we gonna read when I'm gonna take him down. Let's go to 2 Ezra 13:1-11, and a closing statement. So you see, we could tell you the story whenever we want to tell you the story. How it's gonna happen? All that you worry about what they're doing over there. Everybody got a job to do like we got a job to do. Russia will be in order to take down the United States. But Yahweh said, I'm going to take down Big Keeman. I'm going to take him down right there. I'm going to drive him to a spot, and I'm going to deliver him up. Now let's read it. 13:1-11, bring it. 2 Ezra 13:1-11, bring it.
The book of 2 Ezra, chapter 13, verses 1 through 11. Verse 1 reads, and it came to pass after 7 days, I dreamed a dream by night. Verse 2, and lo, there arose a wind from the sea, that it moved all the ways thereof. Verse 3, and I, behold, and lo, that man waxed strong with the thousands of heaven. And when he turned his counsel to look, all the things trembled that were seen under him. And whensoever the voice went out of his mouth, all they burnt that heard his voice, like as the fire felleth when it filleth the fire. Verse 5, and after this I beheld, and lo, there was gathered together a multitude of men out of number from the four winds of the heavens to subdue the man that came out of the sea. Verse 6, but I beheld, and lo, he had graved himself a great mountain governor and grew up upon it. Verse 7, but I would have seen the reason the hill was given, and I could not. Verse 8, and after this I beheld, and lo, all they which were gathered together to subdue him were so afraid, and yet durst fight. Verse 9, and lo, as he saw the violence of the multitude that came, he neither lift up his hand, nor held sword, nor any instrument of war. Verse 10, but only I saw that he sent out his mouth as it had been a blast of fire, and out of his lips a flaming breath, and out of his tongue he cast out sparks and tempest. Verse 11, and they were all in the great tempest, and fell with violence upon the multitude which was prepared to fight, and burnt them up every one, so upon a sudden of an innumerable multitude, nothing was to be perceived, but only dust and smell of smoke. When I saw this, I was afraid.
So you see, we see, listen, the fish and all the calf know how this thing gonna happen. As a matter of fact, give me 14, verse 19 and 20, and the closing statement. See, listen, we ain't got to watch that one-eyed Satan. We know exactly how it's going to happen, and that's why he's telling you, six anointed camps, stop being a parakeet. Get in order, precept your Bible. We know how it's going to happen. We were given the unction to read the Bible. Zechariah, what I say,
14,
make that Revelation 14, read verse 14, 19, and 20, and close the statement. We'll leave it like that. We catch you all Wednesday night. So you see, we know the story. We ain't got to jump and start telling you about what's going on over there. And well, we know how it's going to happen. We know when it's going to happen because we can read it. But what we tell you, six anointed camps, get in order before the floodgates come. Be prepared with your fringes on and come out of them gay clothing. What is it saying? 14, 14, 19, and 20.
The book of Revelation.
Mm-hmm.
Chapter 14. Verse 14, 19, and 20. Verse 14 reads, and I looked, and behold, a white cloud, and upon the cloud one set like unto the Son of Man, having on his head a golden crown, and in his hand a sharp sickle. Verse 19, and the ministering spirit thrust in his sickle into the earth, and gathered the vine of the earth, and cast it into the great winepress of the wrath of Yahuwah. Verse 20, and the winepress was trodden without the city, and blood came out of the winepress, even unto the horse bridle. By the space of 1,600 furlongs.
He said 200 miles of blood up to the horse's bridle. This man going to kill so good, it's going to be 200 miles of big demons and everybody tied to his hip, blood up to the horse's bridle. This is a killing machine that you're going to see exhibit in time to come. Take some long accounts. Get in order. Believe the Bible. Believe what you're reading out of Tate 84. Enough said. Brother Micaiah, take us on in. The closing statement is all yours now. Come on.
Thank you, Yahuwah, for another day to read his word. Thank you, Yahuwah, for the seer. Thank you, Yahuwah, for my wife and children, for the elders and the mothers, and also for the teachers and all the brothers and sisters at the six anointed camps of Yahuwah. I'm going to read the book of Psalms, verse 41. Verse 1. Blessed is he that considereth the poor. Yahuwah delivered him in the time of trouble. Verse 2, the Yahuwah preserve him and keep him alive, and he should be blessed upon the earth, and you will not deliver him until the will of his enemies. Hallelujah, Yahuwah. Hallelujah, Yahuwah. Hallelujah, Yahuwah.
Excellent. From the elders, the seers, from the elder, young lions, from the mother, from the six anointed camps, we tell you one thing. Get in order. You want Yahweh to show his hand? Then show your one first by getting in order. The six anointed camps got a job to do. But you got to get away from being a parakeet. Get them fringes on and understand, be prepared to precept your Bible to help others that wants to hear a four letter, YHWH, in his program. Everybody going to lose. That's not up under the six anointed camps. You got it? Good. When you say that WCC, keep talking, Seer. No, I don't want to talk no more. I don't want to talk no more. We talk with him tonight. So, the bottom line, we're telling you, get in order. This is the ministry going to break the back of those that want their back broke, which is the 17 nations, and they're going to get what they got coming. But he's not going to intervene until we're in order. You know what's coming up in 2 weeks, the Passover. He passed over you and whooped the African man. Be in that number. Six anointed camps will be, the gates will be open, hat on, white garments on, ready to enjoy your Passover. Huh? Do what Yahweh got written. Keep them Sabbath days, all six locations open.